This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An unusual amount of people have visited the Presidential Portrait Gallery at the Colorado State Capitol today after President Donald Trump called for his picture to be removed. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods got their reactions.
The upper floor of the Capitol's rotunda doesn't usually get a lot of foot traffic. It's where portraits of every U.S. president are displayed. But dozens of people were up there today to see Trump's picture for themselves. Think your classic presidential portrait. Trump has a serious expression and his trademark red tie. Lauren Lamothe is visiting from Boston.
His picture looks fine, and if this is his biggest concern, then, you know, I think we're in trouble.
Other visitors were from Germany and China. By lunchtime, camera crews had set up to record people's reactions. Most said the portrait could be worse, but one person agreed with Trump's criticism. Over the weekend, the president posted about it on social media, saying his image was, quote, purposefully distorted by the artist.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Republican lawmakers commissioned the portrait to begin with. It is now set to come down. Democratic House leaders said they were asked by their GOP counterparts today to remove the painting. The University of Denver men's hockey team will defend its national championship starting Friday. The Pioneers will start playing in the NCAA tournament by taking on the Providence College Friars. The teams will face off in New Hampshire on Friday afternoon. DU beat Boston College in the tournament final last year to win its 10th national title. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.